Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and we're going to continue right on in a message I've entitled Choosing Sides, looking at a narrative that occurred in the life of good King Jehoshaphat. And focusing now on chapter 18, it said, God blessed good King Jehoshaphat with riches and honor in abundance. However, he did something which brought wrath from the Lord upon him. He joined affinity with the wicked king of Israel, Ahab. And it said, after certain years, he went down to visit Ahab. There was a great feast, and Ahab asked him a question, will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And Jehoshaphat answers, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. So then there is a calling together of the prophets of Baal, actually. The king of Israel gathered his prophets and they prophesied victory. However, Jehoshaphat, being a godly king, is not quite happy with that. In verse 6 of chapter 18, he says, isn't there a prophet of the Lord besides that we can inquire of him? And reluctantly, Ahab says, oh, there is, but I hate him. He always prophesies evil, not good. And so they called the prophet Micaiah. And in verse 13, he said, as the Lord God liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak. And this was after a messenger was encouraging him to speak the same word, be in agreement. And so when he was come to the king, verse 14, the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, for they shall be delivered into your hand. He was being sarcastic here. And the king said, how many times shall I adjure you that you say nothing but truth to me in the name of the Lord? Listen to what he says. Verse 16, the prophet says, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And so the king of Israel turns to Jehoshaphat and he said, didn't I tell you that he would not prophesy good unto me but evil? And then it is interesting to hear the prophet continue. And Micaiah said, and this is verse 18, I saw the Lord sitting on his throne and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, who will entice Ahab to go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said this, while another said that. Then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. Well, Ahab wasn't willing to go the way of the Lord. He was going to go his own way. He didn't want to hear what Micaiah had to say. He actually had his mind made up. His 400 prophets already said, go on up. They're going to give you the victory. You'll be victorious. And in 1 Kings 28 and 22, and the Lord said to him, how? And he said, I will go out and be a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. Then he said, you are to entice him and also prevail. Go and do so. Now, therefore, behold, the prophet said, the Lord has put a deceiving spirit in the mouth of all of these your prophets, and the Lord has proclaimed disaster against you. Beloved, you can listen to what man says and be defeated or be deceived, or you can hear what the Word of God says and never be deceived and never be defeated, never be destroyed. That's why I'm sharing this, because in the times in which we are living, Paul said they were perilous times, that unless you know the Word of God, unless you know the character of God and what He has proclaimed throughout the entire pages of the Word of God. He's a God of love, but He's a God of justice. He never changes. With Him, there's neither variableness nor shadow of turning. If you listen to what man says and it disagrees with the word of God, which the prophet Micaiah represents, you will be defeated. Micaiah, incidentally, his name means the Lord Jehovah is with me. So if you listen to what God's word said, you will be victorious. And there will be many voices that will try to tell you, don't believe it. Don't believe the word. It'll never happen to you. You'll never face. You won't be defeated. Don't praise God. Don't make sacrifices. Don't live right before God. Beloved, even in the church, there is such compromise. There is apostasy, just as the word says, a falling away from the simple, clear truths of God's word about who Jesus is, what he came to do. Beloved, we cannot depart from the revealed standard of who God is, which is described in the Word of God. God knows exactly what to do. He knows those who are hypocrites. He also knows, is your heart right with him? We've gotten by with so many things because ministries have gotten by in the past without living up to the Word of God, because people get by with this also, and because churches have gotten by with such things, they think it's all right. Beloved, that's only because God is long-suffering. He's not willing that any should perish. So because, you know, people get by with such things, they think it's all right. They think they can continue on in such a fashion. But, brothers and sisters, there will come a day that God's word will be fulfilled. And those who had chosen to walk in the way of evil and wickedness, God will say, depart from ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. Matthew 7:23. Why? Because many have departed from the fear of the Lord, that he is a holy God. And so, because Micaiah prophesied this, he basically returned him to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son. And he says, thus says the king, put this man in prison, feed him sparingly with bread and water until I return safely. And Micaiah said earlier, as the Lord lives, what the Lord says to me, that will I speak. And he said also, if you indeed return safely, Ahab, the Lord has not spoken by me. In Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 27, the Apostle Paul spoke to all of his brethren. He said, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. And beloved, that's what God wants us to declare today. We need to be loving. We need to be available. We need to let our light shine. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid, but we cannot compromise with evil just to make the gospel more appealing to the world. And that's what, unfortunately, is being done in a lot of places. God wants us to declare the whole counsel of God. He wants us to come to a place that we will be as voices who will proclaim the truth and declare the righteousness of God and proclaim, thus saith the word of the Lord. Sometimes man thinks, you know, they can get by with things, but God is saying in his word, listen, do as I call you to do. Jeremiah 23:25 says, I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy falsely in my name, saying, I've had a dream. Well, the prophet who's had a dream may relate his dream, but let him who has my word speak my word in truth. Beloved, we are living in an hour where every ministry that is proclaiming the whole counsel of God is under attack. Every child of God who is seeking to serve God with all of their heart is under attack. Why do you think you've been going through the things you've gone through? Why do you think you've been buffeted? Why do you think that the enemy has come in against you and tried to discourage you and tried to tell you to give up and tried to tell you that, nobody cares about you and nobody else is going through it, beloved? The reason I'm sharing this is because the letters that are coming in, many of God's dearest vessels are going through extremely difficult battles. Beloved, the devil is a liar. Anyone who names the name of Jesus and serves the Lord wholeheartedly is going through a battle because Satan hates each son and daughter of God. God said the prophet who has a dream, may relate his word, his revelation, the thing that he believes, but the important thing is, let him who has my word speak. speak my word in truth. That's what's going to set those who are in bondage free. That's what's going to get all of us, God's people, stirred up. That's what's going to get a hold of you. That's what's going to give you the strength to keep on pressing on. That's what's going to move you forward in the Lord. That's what's going to make the doors or the windows of heaven open on your behalf. What does straw have in common with grain, declares the Lord? God is saying to his people, preach my word without fear or favor, without compromise. Micaiah said, I don't care what you say, Ahab. Whatever the Lord tells me, that's what I'm going to preach to you. Whatever he shows me, that's what I'm going to declare to you. That's 1 Kings 22 and 14. Then Micaiah said to Ahab, look at all your prophets. They're liars. They're deceived. They've got a lying spirit in them. Zedekiah couldn't stand that, so he struck Micaiah on the cheek. And Ahab said, take him, get him over there, put him in prison, feed him on nothing but bread and water until I've turned safely. But Micaiah said to Ahab that if he was going to do that, if you indeed return safely, the Lord has not spoken by me. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, then his next plan was to disguise himself, to go into battle, but he told Jehoshaphat, put on his royal robes. Beloved, one of the most important things you could hear, and what I'm saying to you today, is get your eyes on the Lord. Go into his word. See what his word said. And if the prophet backs up the word of God, praise God. If he doesn't, turn him off. Don't go back there. Praise God. Well, we're going to pick up on tomorrow's broadcast, and we're going to see what happened as a result of this alliance as they join forces and go into battle together. And I hope you can be with me as we continue on in this exciting narrative. Praise God. But in the moments that remain, as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. One of the most important things is that we can have the discernment of the Holy Ghost. Discerning of spirits is so important. So we can know which is of God, know which is of the devil, and know which is of flesh. Things may sound good on the surface. That's why we need to seek God, not in fear, because Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, none other will they follow. So we can have confidence that we will know. But unlike Jehoshaphat, we need to consult the God of heaven and earth first before we make alliances that will work to our undoing. Well, until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.